Hey, everybody, welcome to Pep Talk, the podcast that gives you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God. We're here to take all these complex medical, health, and wellness topics that you see about in the news or on social media from your influencers that you follow. When we take those, we break them down into digestible, understandable pieces, and then we give you knowledge and wisdom, which is being able to take facts and turning them into action steps to improve your life and the quality of your life of the loved ones around you. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Napudi, and I'm going to be taking you on today's journey on our pep talk. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about something that we talk about all the time, and that's your gut. Man, if your gut is not working like it's supposed to, you're not working like it's supposed to. And there's a recent study that just came out that shows the role of gut health in modulating mental health and eating disorders. And I want you to understand this. These are some serious problems that we're dealing with in the world today. And the truth is that we're seeing things like, you know, anxiety, depression, insomnia. We're seeing increase in suicidal thoughts and tendencies. We're seeing people's mental health decline rapidly. And there are so many things that can be done about it, but you got to understand treating it from the root cause is really the key. I think what I'm going to share with you today is going to absolutely blow your mind. Many of you know that I've spent the last almost two decades of my life helping people in functional medicine practices and teaching doctors across the globe on how to get to the root cause of people's problems and not just treating their symptoms. And I'm going to tell you, I agree with Hippocrates. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said, first heal the gut and everything else will fall into place. Well, folks, let me talk to you a little bit about this study that's really shaking up the world of mental illness, and it's shaking up the world of people that are treating things like eating disorders. So, for example, anorexia nervosa. Many of you have heard of this. It's a commonly shortened to anorexia. It's an eating disorder that's characterized by an extreme reduction of food intake, which results in unhealthy, low body weight. And moreover, people really suffer from other chronic illnesses because of this unfortunate disorder. And according to a non-for-profit group, the National Association of Anorexia Nervosa Associated Disorders, anorexia has the highest case of mortality rate and the second highest really crude mortality rate of any mental illness that's out there. And a study published by Crucis noted that most people suffering from eating disorders have depression. Well, interestingly enough, according to a recent study published by the BMC of Psychiatry, which is a very well-respected medical journal, it answers both the questions about depression and anorexia may lie in the gut microbiome, which we've been talking about for decades. So here you go, folks. In 2024, just recently, a study published by the BMC Psychiatry Journal, researchers explored the interconnection between the gut microbiota, which is the good bacteria and the bad bacteria. There's supposed to be a balance of that in our system, major depressive disorders, and anorexia. They looked at patients diagnosed with multiple depressive disorders, and they looked at individuals. They split these groups into subsets. They had people with anorexia, and then they had others that did not. All the participants were assessed using various methods, such as the Hamilton Depression Rating Scale, which is very common rating for depression. They looked at fecal samples were collected by these individuals, and they did gene sequencing to look at the single nucleotide polymorphisms. They did gene and genetic sequencing to find out, did they have clean genes or were there dirty genes that weren't firing like they're supposed to? Blood was also taken to measure common inflammatory markers such as C-reactive protein and something called interleukin-6. And the results showed that the entire group that had the major depressive disorders, that population had higher depressive scores compared to the control group. Higher inflammatory markers were also observed compared to the healthy control groups. But there was honestly no significant difference between the inflammatory markers. So C-reactive protein and interleukin-6 didn't seem to play as a big role. But one of the researchers said, and I quote, "We analyzed the correlation between the representative microbiota, the gut bacteria, and inflammatory factors. They used the HAM score and anorexia among the groups. The results showed that there was positive correlation with anorexia, higher HAM scores, higher C-reactive protein, and higher imbalances, those individuals that had an abnormal microbiome. So an abnormal microbiome caused more depression, more depressive diseases like anorexia. They also cause more inflammatory markers, which most doctors will tell you that cellular inflammation is the root cause of most disorders and diseases. So we got to take a deeper look into your gut's role into mental health. Many of you have heard me say that if you have leaky gut, you're going to have a leaky brain. Well, this is what I'm referring to. The microbiome strains that they found in the fecal samples highlighted the role of the gut microbiome in maintaining mental health. According to the findings, certain bacterias that all are beneficial bacteria contributing to mental health, certain bugs and bacterias that make neurotransmitters like serotonin, noradrenaline, dopamine, etc., were not present in these individuals in the level that they were in healthy individuals. So we now know, for context, for example, the production of something called short-chain fatty acids. Short-chain fatty acids can modulate immune responses of inflammation. Short-chain fatty acids are things like eating ghee butter, having prebiotics and probiotics mixed together. So fiber is a prebiotic. 95% of the population does not get enough fiber in their diet. 95% of the population does not have enough of the right microbacteria in their body. So improving the fiber, improving the bacteria will allow the body to make more short-chain fatty acids. Eating short-chain fatty acids, things like ghee butter, butyrate, butyric acid, those kinds of things are very beneficial as well to help with leaky gut and other problems. They found that it modulated the immune response and inflammation. The better the bacteria, the better the prebiotic, and the better the postbiotic, which is the short-chain fatty acids, there was a reduction in inflammation and an improvement in immune function, which is autoimmune issues. And that's because they're acting as signaling molecules. You have to understand that the bacteria in the gut, the short-chain fatty acids, and the fiber, the prebiotic, all function as signaling molecules on both the gut cells and other cells in the body. Due to their ability to really bind with receptors that trigger cellular signaling. So when I talk about cell signaling in the body, and we talk about the fact that after the age of 30, we lose about 90% of the body's ability to signal the cells to function, that's why we see an increase in depression, inflammatory issues, and autoimmune problems as we get older, because our body's ability to self-regulate goes down drastically. If you don't have enough short-chain fatty acids in the gut, you're more likely to be depressed, period. Short-chain fatty acids come from having the right amount of fiber, which is called a prebiotic, and the right amount of bacteria, which are probiotics. It's important to have the right kind of bacteria. What I recommend in my practice is a formula that is the right bacteria. We take the bacteria that came from the blue zones of the world. These are areas of the world where people typically live to be 100 years or more, and they're productive and they're functional in those years. What we found is that those people actually have certain bacteria and microbes and fungi in their system and have a more diverse microbiota than individuals that live in industrialized regions of the world like you and I live. So we took that bacteria, put it in a supplement, wrapped it in something called a phytomicroencapsulation, which is a protective powder coating, if you will, that has fiber around it. That's the prebiotic. We now can put that into the body, take it orally, it gets past the stomach of spore-based bacteria that allows for those bacteria to have a 99% survivability to get into the small intestine. Those mix together and make short-chain fatty acids. According to this study, once again, we're correct in the fact that that is a very intelligent thing to do for all function of the cells in your body, because we want to get the cells to signal, but especially if you have individuals that have autoimmune issues, inflammatory markers, and now according to this recent study, anyone that has any type of neuroemotional mental problem can benefit from these as well. One potential reason, according to the study, is that butyrate, and other short-chain fatty acids can serve as antidepressant-like effects in the body, which is amazing. That was verified by the BMC psychiatric study in 2024. The science supports everything that we're talking about. The researchers that were involved in this study showed that lower short-chain fatty acids caused by inflammation can predispose individuals to depression and to eating disorders. We know that certain eating disorders like obesity, overeating, and not having the right GLP-1 agonist in the body can be helped by having the right prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic in the system, as well as inflammation. So restoring your microbiome can help boost digestion, and it can improve mental health. According to all the medical research and studies, that's what it says. Now, your gut and your brain are intrinsically connected. It's the brain-gut connection. We talk about this all the time, which these two seem like they don't connect, but they do, and they connect through the vagus nerve. That vagus nerve goes from the base of the skull, brainstem, all the way down, controls your thyroid, your heart, your lungs, your bowels, all your automatic, autonomic organs in the body, and it settles 90% of it in the stomach, in the GI tract. And by the way, there's an intuitive component to that, because you ever hear people say, trust your gut? Well, when your gut bacteria is off, your intuition goes down, and your brain and gut can't communicate like it's supposed to. While, yes, of course, fecal transplants are you know, more experimental in nature, but it shows benefit of taking a healthy bacteria out of someone and putting it into someone who's not well. But what if there were supplements and easy lifestyle things that you could do based off of your genetic lifestyle expression, based off of your body type, based off of your blood type? You could eat a certain way and live a certain way, take the right prebiotic, probiotic, and have the right postbiotic. Folks, that's the answer to this. In another study, participants received help for depression were given probiotic supplements that contained 8 different strains of lactobacillus and bifidobacterium. Those are the same bacteria that we gathered from the blue zones of the world and put into our microbiome formula. I call it master microbiotic formula. The brain images and scans of these individuals improved after 31 days of taking these bacteria. So literally treating the gut helped the brain work like it's supposed to. Study after study after study is showing this. Boosting your gut with these strategies helps your body improve overall health. So here's what you should do. Eat plenty of fermented foods. Healthy choices of foods are things like fermented grass, kefir. By the way, natto, N-A-T-T-O, which many of you have heard of natto kinase. It comes from fermented soy. Fermented soy is one of the healthiest things that individuals can have. Soy that's not fermented is the complete opposite. I would avoid that as much as you possibly can. It's a phytoestrogen. But fermented soy is absolutely amazing. And fermented vegetables. Make sure you use all these ingredients and they're from trusted organic sources. Avoiding antibiotics as much as possible, because antibiotics destroy the gut microbiota. And that's why when people get IV antibiotics and oral antibiotics, they get depressive issues. They're get up and go, got up and went. They feel gross. They feel sick. And there's mental issues with that. Take probiotic supplements. If you don't eat fermented foods on a regular basis, which you should, I would recommend eating fermented foods. I have a dose at least once a day, mostly twice a day with the two meals that I eat per day. And I take a good solid probiotic that has a 99% survivability of getting the bacteria in the body. Boost your fiber, your soluble and insoluble fiber. What's the best way you can do that? Eating vegetables and eating ripe fruit. 80-20, 80% should be vegetables and 20% should be fruit. That's why an apple a day keeps the doctor away. It's the fiber and the enzymes that are in there. By the way, get your hands dirty. Get out in the yard, play barefoot, get in the garden and garden. You can get the normal bacteria that's supposed to be in the soil into your body by being in nature, avoiding processed foods, avoiding chemical, agricultural chemicals like glyphosate, which is Roundup, which they told us 20 years ago was safe and effective. And now we've got $3+ billion class action lawsuits showing you that it's not. It wasn't good then. It's not good now. It never will be. Wash your hands with other chemical compounds natural compounds other than antimicrobial soap. Stop using hand sanitizer. It's an antimicrobial. It's a hormone disruptor. It's one of the worst things you can do, especially when you hand sanitize and then you eat. It's so bad for you. Consider maximizing things like good healthy bacteria, eating good good fruits and vegetables, eating fermented foods, getting outside, playing outside, living a natural lifestyle, and making sure you understand your genetic profile. And I'm going to tell you, I think every man, woman, and child should have the opportunity to have at least once a year a fecal sample test done to check their bacteria. It tells you what foods you should eat, what foods you should avoid, what bacteria you need to up, et cetera. So I want you to understand that there's so much data out there, and you're not seeing this on the mainstream. When's the last time you saw a commercial out there that says, hey, eat fermented foods, get outside and play in the dirt, get lots of sunshine, and take good, healthy microbiota probiotics to help with depression, anxiety, food issues, and et cetera. You're not going to see it, folks. The truth will set you free, but you got to look for it. So these studies are now showing the relation between gut health, mental health, and eating disorders. So folks, go back, reread this, re-listen to this, share this with your friends and family members. I know that you know someone who could benefit from this information. Knowledge is power, but wisdom is taking that knowledge and applying it to your life. Make sure you go to our website. That's peptalk.world. peptalk.world. Like, share, subscribe. Make sure that you send all of the social media messages out there to your friends and family members. Tag people with these podcasts because they can change the lives of you, your friends, your family, and your loved ones. Folks, until we meet again, I'm Dr. Eric Napudi. God bless you, God bless America, and God bless the world. Stay smart out there, and I'll see you next time. Be well.